Okay, well, thank you, everyone. I appreciate you jumping on to have a discussion about this. I thought this was a little easier on a Friday afternoon than asking everyone to scroll. Today we received the report from the Veterans Administration's Office of Inspector General today, which outlines horrific patient outcomes as a result of delays and mismanagement at the Buffalo VA. As we expected, cancer patients were left waiting for critical treatment, suffering unnecessary pain, and in one case, suffering a horrible death because they didn't have the necessary treatments to manage their end-of-life care. And this report outlines that this is due to sheer incompetence and negligence and is totally unacceptable by any metric. The report, it details multiple cases of patient harm. There was a cancer patient that died after a radiation therapy consultation was never scheduled. Another cancer patient faced a 9-week delay for a vital treatment. And a third patient suffering from seizures waited nearly 10 months for a necessary neurological consultation, all due to severe mismanagement and neglect at the Buffalo VA. This is not an issue of resources or the brick-and-mortar facilities. This report clearly states on page 5 of the Inspector General's report that the findings revealed fundamental gaps in knowledge, in competencies, management, and oversight. We have a personnel problem. We have a management problem. This is not just a failure at the community care level. It's a breakdown of accountability and oversight at the highest levels of leadership at the Buffalo VA. Transferring leadership to other positions is not enough. The Buffalo VA's leadership, it ignored clear warnings and signs and repeated concerns from their own staff, the great healthcare providers in the hospital. There is absolutely no excuse for this level of negligence that led to patients dying and suffering needlessly. If you cannot manage the basic responsibility of ensuring our veterans receive timely care, you have no business overseeing their health. Today, I again spoke to directly with the VA's Undersecretary, Dr. Sharif Elnahal, who outlined that the next stage of this situation, now that we have the Inspector General's report, will be disciplinary hearings and a disciplinary decision report for leadership involved in these failures. I have confidence in the Undersecretary and his abilities to rectify the problems at the Buffalo VA. I've talked to him since minute one, as you reported previously, when a backlog in these referrals was brought to my attention by the Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman's office. I immediately issued a letter to the VA asking for an investigation, and it was within a matter of hours that the hospital director and his chief of staff were relieved of duties, and a new acting director was sent from the Finger Lakes Regional VA to come and take the helm of this hospital. I mean, since then, I have toured the hospital. I've met with the interim leadership. I have spoken several times with the VA Undersecretary. And I believe there's a commitment to cleaning this mess up and removing this stain from the Buffalo VA. I do believe, and they have my confidence, that they can rectify this. When we spoke today, I appreciated that he displayed complete professionalism and has treated this situation with the intense gravity it demands. We had a swift report from the Inspector General. He's immediately sprung into action and has even taken some of the steps that are obviously necessary, clearing the backlogs that exist at the Buffalo VA Community Care Program, clearing those out as we speak before the reports even get issued. But the ultimate leadership of this hospital must be held accountable. They cannot be reassigned to other roles or venues. They can't be allowed to do this again. Anything less is an insult to the veterans who have already endured so much. This isn't about reshuffling management. It's about real accountability and enforcing standards that put our veterans first. One of the most troubling findings is the complete lack of transparency that existed with patients and their families. veterans should never be left in the dark about their own care. And moving forward, we need real accountability measures to make sure that leaders at this hospital and their doctors are communicating directly and honestly with veterans and their loved ones. It is time that we must rebuild trust in the Buffalo VA. Our veterans need to know that they can count on timely quality care that they deserve. And there are many wonderful outcomes at the Buffalo VA. I toured the facility, I met with the healthcare providers, I've met with veterans that receive the care, and I talk to the veterans in my district on a regular basis. And many are thrilled with what they get in the VA. I think it's really important as we receive this report today that we don't paint the whole facility with one brush, that we don't try to vilify the Buffalo VA and the mission there, because they're doing great work every day. Those nurses, those doctors, they're doing God's work, caring for those that put their lives on the line in defense of our great nation. And it is, we cannot be caught up in this to vilify what they do, because there are wonderful things that happen at that hospital every day. But we also have to make sure that this never, ever happens again. And as long as I'm in Congress, I will be on this. I'm a member of the House Oversight Committee that has oversight over every department of the federal government. And we will not rest until we can trust that there's a way forward, a plan, and a commitment from the leadership that this cannot and will not happen again. So at this point, I would be happy to take any questions or have any discussion with any of the folks on the line here.
What did we name that?
Why don't we, Michael, why don't Michael Schwartz, can you come on screen if you're going to ask a question?
Yeah. Hi, Congressman. Thanks, Sarah, for the time. I asked Congressman Tim Kennedy the same thing. How it is 2024 and we have made such advances in this country in technology and society, yet we can still not hold accountable the proper care in this country, especially to our veterans. I mean, if there is a teen watching right now, why would he or she want to serve if this treatment cannot be caught?
Well, I think what's important is to read the report. And what happened here is you have people that didn't do their job. The doctors asked for the referrals. The medical professionals asked for their referrals. The patients asked for their referrals. And someone in a bureaucratic role was asleep at the switch. And the management didn't follow through. There was complaints about, I've got too much in my inbox. I couldn't manage my job. It's just incompetence at a management level. And processes need to be put in place to make sure that these critical situations are monitored daily, not weekly, monthly, down the road. We spend a healthy sum on our veterans system, but there should be no limit. We made this commitment to our veterans when they came home that they're entitled to the care that they deserve. And I will do everything in my power as a member of the House of Representatives to see that through. This is not a matter of resources. You will not find one word in the Inspector General's report about what went on here that's about resources or facilities or money or even staffing. It was someone that's job was to do this, and they didn't do it. And people suffered, and their bosses didn't hold them accountable. So now their bosses need to go, and they need to go. And this there needs to be more oversight of these agencies, and we need to put competent directors in these hospitals that have the experience and the know-how and the trust of the administration.
And just to follow up while I have you, Tim Kennedy did bring up that recently the Department of Veterans Affairs did request $12 billion, but it was shot down in Congress. He said that Republicans put that down. Is there any way to come to the table to get this money approved for the Veterans Affairs, or what's your reaction at least to that?
I didn't see Congressman Kennedy's remarks, but there was this summer, you know, as you know, the Congress passed and was signed into law under President Biden, the PACT Act. The PACT Act is to care for veterans that receive exposure during toxic burn pits and many other toxic diseases that will come forward. This was a request for funding going forward. There's not a shortfall in funding based on the time frame of what we're discussing. Our budget is not done for fiscal year 2025. We just passed a continuing resolution to keep the government open, and we're going to go back after Election Day and finish that budgetary process. We're in divided government right now. But this, that is not even germane to the topic at hand. And I think it's a disservice to try to inject partisan politics into what is trying to solve a problem for our community and our veterans that served our country right here. The budget that is in question in the time that this is here, the House Republicans and the Senate Democrats came together and fully funded the VA at the president's request. We were on track to fully fund the VA at the president's request for fiscal year 25, and now he's asked for additional funding for going forward because the VA has outlined a $15 billion shortfall in future years, based on the PACT Act and benefits that are now granted to veterans that weren't before. All of this being said, it is not germane to the fact that someone in Buffalo at the VA did not do their job and veterans suffered. So any discussion of funding or brick and mortar hospital building is not germane to how we fix what is a breakdown because someone was incompetent and did not do their job. So we should not be distracting and injecting partisanship into this discussion at this point.
They're not on mute right now.
Next question. Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none, I thank you for very much for being on the line with us here. And please follow up with our office if you have any further questions on the topic, but I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot about this going forward. Thanks, everyone.